The largest ice shelf in the Arctic, the Ward Hunt Ice Shelf in northern Canada, has broken in two, and American and Canadian scientists say climate change is to blame. They note that the fracture, now deepening into a full-blown split, has been developing since the year 2000. They say it's further evidence of accelerating climate change in the region. Earlier, I talked about this with Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday. Ira, this is this ice shelf is scientists think it's a really, really old piece of real estate, isn't that right?
Yeah, they think it's been around for about 3,000 years, and it's a unique ice shelf, as you say. It's the biggest one in the neighborhood. It had locked up a fjord. It blocked it really made an interesting ecosystem. It blocked a fjord that flowed into the ocean, and created an ecosystem where you had fresh water that would run off from the ice. That would sit on the top of a layer of denser salt water, and you had a unique community of microorganisms that were living there. And once these cracks developed, all that fresh water just flowed out and lost all that diverse community of unusual stuff.
Do we know how large that freshwater lake was? And talk a little bit more about the life that actually developed there.
Well, it was if you go to Arctic places, and that kind of is similar to what you find in Antarctica, where I've been visiting, and I've seen these kinds of life forms. Mm-hmm. It's strange because they grow where you would never think that anything would grow. At least that we folks would think that anything was possible to grow, and they develop, and you know, they develop certain ways of growing and interactivity with other forms of life, and algae and plankton and things like that, and they make a very unique ecosystem for scientists to explore because they're found virtually no other place, you know, in the world except in these unusual areas. I remember seeing at the bottom of a lake in Antarctica there was 10 feet of ice there, and the lake was only about 20 feet deep, so you only had a very small amount of water on the lake, but there were these really unique microorganisms growing down there.
So the loss of this freshwater lake, has it actually all flowed now into the Arctic?
Yeah, it's gone. And this is a trend. You know, if you look around the rest of the world, you'll see this trend of ice disappearing from all kinds of places. You'll find that the snows of Kilimanjaro are going to be no more in a few years. You'll find that the permafrost in Alaska is gone. I mean, in certain parts of Alaska, it's just very muddy. No one has ever seen that before. Mm-hmm. You'll see that the glaciers are retreating in Alaska also. And there was a really interesting story about 3 years ago of a group of people that went through the North Pole. There was a tour boat that went up to the North Pole so that people could get out and walk on the ice as part of the tour. There was no ice there. This is the first time in anyone's memory where a ship, and it was an icebreaker that followed, could go through the North Pole and not touch anything frozen. It was, the ice had thinned out so much. And people were taking pictures of it. And, in fact, the tourists had to go another 6 miles away so they could find some ice and get their pictures taken on it.
Ira, are there more global consequences for the breaking apart of this particular shelf, the Ward Hunt Ice Shelf?
I don't think this shelf. In fact, even though this shelf is 150 square miles, this is not one of the bigger shelves that have broken off. If you go to Antarctica, and you have to remember that 90% of all the fresh water in the world is locked up in Antarctica. You can talk about the Great Lakes. They're just a puddle compared to what is locked up in Antarctica. If the fear is if Antarctica loses its shelf, loses the ice in many of its shelves, and that begins to enter the oceans will rise. And even of more concern than that is something that scientists have been talking about recently. If the water dilutes the ocean enough, the fresh water, we might lose the Gulf Stream that goes up, you know, keeps us warm and then goes to northern Europe. And that's the real danger because northern Europe is very high on, you know, in latitude. And it's the water that keeps northern Europe warm. Mm-hmm. If there's a possibility that the salinity, fooling around with the salinity of the Gulf Stream could make it dive down a lot earlier before it ever gets northern Europe. And the irony would be that global warming would create a global winter in northern Europe, because then it would be like, you know, like Scandinavian countries get very, very cold. And then, so this is amazing kinds of possibilities here.
Global changes. Thanks very much, Ira.
You're welcome.
Ira Flatow hosts NPR's Science Friday.